This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details. FUBAR!
Hello, it's Friday night. I'm Vicky Stone. This is the Friday Night Show. We've got lots coming up in the show, but first, it's Diamonds. Rihanna.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Vicky Stone's least bad wine of the week.
I didn't mean to play that. That wasn't how I was meant to start the show. I feel a bit silly now. Marek, my co-host, is laughing, but managing not to do it in a microphone. Hi, Marek.
I was doing that. Hello, listeners and viewers. For people who don't listen to the show, just watch it.
Yeah.
Which is no one. I was just not, like, I couldn't laugh. I haven't been introduced yet.
Introduced yet.
That's a terror. That's almost like an instant mistake at the start of the show.
That's like play a song, press the wrong jingle.
Yeah. I know what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
You're trying to start off really, really shit so the show goes uphill.
Yeah.
You don't want to peek early doors.
No, no. When actually in my head, I was like, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to play the jingle with my name and make the beginning super slick. And in trying to make it super slick, I've made it unbelievably bad.
Are you drunk?
No, I'm not. Like, I'm not. No, we've got a man doing cocktails coming in later, so I'm hoping that by the end of the show...
That's what someone would say who would say if they were drunk.
Right, what, that I'm not...
No! No, I'm not!
That's
no!
That's true.
It's like when the teenagers come back and they say to the parents, you can't, you just go, no, I'm not, straight.
No.
Let's try it again.
Okay.
Are you drunk, Vicky?
No.
Oh, super.
See, that was better, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that was better. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know why I felt like I should protest. I've not really been drinking. I'm on a bit of a health kick. There's no sweets in the studio today, if you notice that.
I'm really annoyed. I normally come in and there's it's got progressively less.
Yeah.
I think this is like the fourth show or third show I've guest hosted on. And now it's just six sort of dank blueberries in a box.
And in the first week there was like bags of Haribo and so there's a lot of sweets.
Much nicer place. Be honest. The show went much better when there's a lot better food on the table.
I'm sorry. But I started doing, have you heard of the app MyFitnessPal?
Oh, God.
Have you heard of it?
What is it?
It's like a Facebook, but for fitness. It's really fun. I quite like it. And you, like, connect with all your friends, and then they submit what they've eaten, how much exercise they've done, and you can actually go and look at what they've eaten. It's quite, you feel like
what
you're
trying. What do you mean, sort of, post pictures of their shit?
No, as in, like, you know, you be in the app, for instance, I've had blueberries and sushi, okay? So I've put them in. And if you're my friend on my fitness plan, you can see that I've had blueberries and sushi.
Do you know that people died in the war?
Yeah.
So we could live this life. People our grandparents died for you to spend money.
Oh, it's a free app. I haven't spent any money on it. It's free.
For you to spend time.
Yeah.
Looking at people, well, who's eating what today then?
Well, my friend of mine went on a stag do and I was quite amused that he put all 7 pints into the fitness app.
Wow.
Yeah. And his calorie count was like 4,000 because he put in everything that he had, which was like chips, a kebab, 7 pints.
How do you know how many is a portion of chips though?
Oh, it's a very clever app, so it can discover what you've had to eat. So if you want, like, I'm looking for friends because I'm really
so
lonely.
If I want to look at what food you've had.
I've had today. My very first day that I got it, I was quite hungover and I entered that I had pizza for breakfast. Just put it in there. Had pizza for breakfast. 208 calories.
This is what's interesting. You can tell how depressed people are or what they're going through because of the food.
Yeah. Yeah. But the other good thing is that it puts all your exercise in and it does it on a sort of news feed.
Why don't you just become a robot? Just become a robot instead.
I don't need to. Why? It's not robotic.
It's almost robotic. Everything's measured.
It's healthy. I've lost weight this week. It's
mentally,
all good.
It's not healthy. That's what I'm saying. Mentally, it is unhealthy.
No, mentally, it's quite healthy. I'm getting lots of other people involved in it. We're all living healthier. Apart from the guy that had 7 pints.
You could be doing things like reading books and going swimming.
I am going swimming and I am reading books. I've got time for it all.
All right, then. And I haven't spoken to you since your 1 million mile bike ride.
Yeah, that was 2 weeks ago. Yeah.
How far was it again?
100 miles.
What are the effects on the body, and what strange things happen?
There was more crying than I had anticipated. So
pain-wise?
No, emotional. So about sort of, there were some key points. One was about 60 miles in, and there was 10 miles in a hailstorm. So I'd already been in the saddle about maybe 5.5-6 hours, and there was a hailstorm. And so that was really hard, and I didn't want to keep going, and I was pedalling so slowly that I was making such little progress.
What were you saying to yourself? Do you have an impression of what you were saying to yourself when you were
pedalling? I wasn't saying anything. I was my body language was really, like, I was wet, and I think I was probably crying, but I wouldn't know.
Because, what was your mind saying?
Well, my mind was saying, I needed a wee at this point as well, my mind was saying I could piss myself on this bike and nobody would know.
And that's what you did?
No, I didn't, no.
Why not?
Well, because a rest stop was coming up, so I thought, well, I'll just hold out. Because the thing is, in my head, I would know that I'd be completing the rest of the race in piss-ridden cycling shorts.
But, to be honest, you're probably sweating quite a lot anyway. So.
Yeah, so the piss wouldn't be there for long, and plus there was a storm. But I did sit there thinking, I could just wee, genuinely, just wee. Just sit, keep pedalling, and just piss. That's what I could do.
Imagine that, and the piss would come down into the spokes. And fly into the face of all the other riders. How many riders were there in it? Were you in the peloton? That's the leading group, isn't it, the peloton?
I wasn't, but that's because the women were held back, so all the men went first, which I think was a mistake, because all the men would have overtaken us anyway. So we were all at the back. So I started 45 minutes after the men, so there was, like, you know, in groups. Mm. So I was never at the front. I was towards the front of the women, and then I started overtaking all the men. It was quite sweet, because all the men that were riding slower than the women were, like, in their 70s and 80s.
Oh.
Which was so... I couldn't believe it. There was a man who was turning 69 that day and did the 100 miles on his 69th birthday.
What a loser.
Oh, I thought that was quite inspirational. Aww.
So that's how it happens at 60 to 70 miles. What happens at 80 miles?
Well, at 80 miles, there was a massive hill in the distance, and I was coming down a hill, and I was like, oh, and I just thought, I cannot go up. My legs won't do it. I can't go up another hill. I can't do it. And the route made me turn left before we got to the hill. And it was downhill, and I just wept. I wept from the tears of joy from not having to go up the hill, because my brain was like, I can't do it, I can't do it, I can't do it, I can't do that hill. I'm walking up it, I can't cycle up it. And there was a downhill, and it was amazing.
And would you do it again? Someone's drilling somewhere.
Yeah, I would do it again. I actually have signed up for a triathlon, and I've also just had it confirmed yesterday that I'm going to do the London Marathon.
Holy shit, well done. Well, who are you going to be representing?
The Dogs Trust, which is a dog shelter. It's a dog shelter that's quite personal.
What do you mean, personal?
As in, my dad... I'm raising for a particular dog shelter where my dad got both of his dogs from.
So, oh, OK.
Yeah. Yeah, which is quite... You know,
oh, personal to you. It's not... I thought you meant it's quite personal for dogs. They get asked what stuff they're into, and it's very...
It's very, very hands-on.
Yeah, I like that.
But I've decided I'm going to do it dressed as my dog. So I'm going to be one of those
really
people.
Really bad.
Why?
Because it's going to be really uncomfortable and you'll really sweat loads.
But I've already got the costume made. I had it made for my last show.
Yeah, but did you get it made with the proper running things? You need, like, Velcro bit and valves to let the air out.
I'll get it adapted. Email in if you're good at adapting full-body dog suits.
For marathons.
For marathons. Yeah.
That sounds lovely. What else is happening this week then? Anything exciting?
Well, we're going to chat about the news, but let's do that after a song, shall we? Shall we? Because I was going to chat about, you know, Solange.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to talk about that. I'm really looking forward to this next section. It's going to be amazing.
I think it's going to be fantastic.
Do we have to play a song?
Yes, we have to play a song. We're just going to play one song, and then we'll come back and we'll talk all about...
Solange.
Oh, God, am I saying it right? Solange. It's like, I think it's like Blancmange. Solange.
Solange.
Solange. We'll talk about her in a minute. Anyway, this is Garbage. That was nice. Bit of Garbage, eh? So we're going to talk about Solange, weren't we? That was what we promised you.
Oh, I can't wait for this
bit. Well, it's here now, isn't it? You don't have to wait any longer, Marek. We've got there.
But the anticipation for me is probably going to... I don't want it to start because it can never be as good as I think it's going to be in my head.
Thing is, right, Solange, right? Mm. I think... Because I didn't really know much about Solange before the big news broke this week.
Can you explain for Solange people, what happened?
Well, there's all this footage about Solange basically kicking the shit out of Jay-Z in a lift.
And who is Solange?
Solange is Beyonce Knowles' sister.
Must be younger, right?
Yeah, I think she is younger.
Because you think Beyonce, oh, that's our first name.
Yeah.
Oh, we're running out of names now. We use a Solange one. Maybe yeah. she's the eighth sister or something like that, but they really ran out of names.
Really ran out of names. Yeah, so Solange. And see, Solange is a strange name. Maybe it's culturally appropriate somewhere, but I think it sounds strange. I think it sounds like Jay-Z battles.